Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, September 26th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Two Broadway shows begin previews tonight. First is Left on 10th, a new play by Delia Ephron based on her memoir of the same name. It follows a late-in-life romance between a screenwriter and a man from her past in the face of grief and loss. The central couple is played by Juliana Margulies and Peter Gallagher. They are joined by Peter Francis James and Kate McCluggage. Susan Stroman directs. Opening night is October 23rd at the James Earl Jones Theater for a limited run through February 2nd. And over at the Circle in the Square Theater, Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet is back on Broadway in a new contemporary reimagining. The star-crossed lovers from rival families are played by Kit Connor and Rachel Zegler, both of them young, budding Hollywood stars. Rounding out the onstage company, most of whom will be playing multiple roles, are Gabby Beans, Daniel Bravo Hernandez, Yasai Chase Owens, Tommy Dorfman, Nihar Duvuri, Sola Fadiran, Tahin Modoc, and Gian Perez. Although it is a play, it will feature original music by Jack Antonoff, a frequent Taylor Swift collaborator. Movement is by Sonia Taya, and Sam Gold is the director. Opening night is October 24th, and it will run through February 16th. And finally today, in casting news, She's Gonna Sing It Again. Lilias White is returning to Hadestown as Hermes from October 22nd through January 12th. She had previously played the role from September 2022 to March 2024, taking over for original cast member and Tony winner Andre DeShields. Stephanie Mills currently plays Hermes and is expected to depart the Broadway company on October 20th. Hadestown continues its run at the Walter Kerr Theater. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.